I'd like to say Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope and pray that you have the best Christmas ever. Christmas seems to be the biggest and most joyous holiday, not only for Christians, but also everyone else as well. However, not everyone is in festive mood. Some families are missing their loved ones who have passed away since last Christmas. Some families cannot be with their sons and or daughters who are on deployment in the military. Some families are traveling to see other family members for Christmas. Some people may stay home by themselves a lonely night while other people seem to be happy. Some people stay in hospital or even homeless while the rest of the world is rejoicing Christmas. We need to keep everyone in our heart and minds as well. Each person and each family celebrate Christmas in different ways, yet no matter how you celebrate it, Christmas always comes. At least our church will gather together tomorrow on Christmas Eve and will have a delightful and joyful Christmas Eve candlelight service, actually two services. We will gather with joyful and grateful hearts. Everyone will be singing Christmas carols. I hope and pray that your Christmas this year will be a perfect one. Last Sunday, December 16th, we had an amazing night with live nativity with two baby Jesus and two Josephs and two Marys. We had two holy families. Yeah. Can you see that? Yeah. Holy family number one and holy family number two. Speaking of a baby Jesus, when I was serving in a church in Chula Vista, San Diego, during Christmas season, every year there was a nativity display is set up in front of the church building. The nativity sets of figures were big plastic ones, not the live ones, right? One year from the outdoor nativity scene, the baby Jesus was stolen on the night before Christmas Eve. So that year, the congregation had to have the Christmas Eve service without baby Jesus outside. At that time, I told the congregation, well, some people took our baby Jesus tonight. I guess those people desperately needed Jesus more than we do. I hear some news that from some churches and homes, baby Jesus figures are being stolen. Speaking of the baby doll Jesus, let me share with you an interesting story. Many years ago, one of America's biggest department stores tried to marketing a doll in the form of the baby Jesus. The advertisement described it as being, quote, washable, cuddly, and unbreakable, unquote, and it was neatly packaged in a shawl, satin, and plastic. To complete the package, the manufacturer added biblical text appropriate to the baby Jesus. And to the department store executives, it looked like a surefire winner, a real money maker. They were thinking and expecting that this new product would be a perfect Christmas for many people. However, they were wrong. It didn't sell. In a last-ditch effort to get rid of the dolls, one of the store managers placed a huge sign in a prominent display window. Baby Jesus, Jesus Christ, marked down 50%. Get him while you can. What is a perfect Christmas to you? receiving all those packages of Christmas gifts for your family and friends on time, delivered by UPS, FedEx, or Amazon, or whatever, right, before Christmas Eve, or hosting a nice Christmas dinner, or attending a Christmas party or multiple parties, or singing Christmas carols with people, or having great time with your loved ones, or getting all the gifts you wished on Christmas. What is a perfect Christmas to you and to us as Christians? Why Christmas is a big deal to the people around the whole world, including non-Christians or even atheists? Isn't Christmas is about Christ? We had a wonderful children's time this morning, thanks to Alice. Christmas means Christ plus Mass. Christ plus Mass. It's Christ plus Mass. Mass means worship. It's about Emmanuel, God with us. God came to us as Christ. This morning's passage from John is a very special and unique one. Most Christmas stories we share are from either the Gospel of Luke or the Gospel of Matthew, such as stories of Mary and Joseph, Zechariah and Elizabeth, John the Baptist, the manger, the shepherds and angels. Yet, the Gospel of John shows something very insightful about Christmas. The Gospel of John does not have nativity songs as does Luke, but John does have a hymn to Christ. The Gospel of John does not have a birth story, but John does proclaim that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Gospel of John does not say that the one conceived by the Holy Spirit would be the Son of God who came, who became flesh, was with God from the beginning, and what God was, he was. The Gospel of John does not say that God's Son was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But John does say that the revelation of God in Jesus was concealed, if not hidden, veiled in flesh. Thus, this John 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14 is a perfect passage for Christmas. So I can say that the best Bible verse for summarizing Christmas story would be John 1:14. It says, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." This is a perfect Christmas verse. The Word became flesh and lived among us. This is the reason why we sing joy to the world. The joy came down to the earth to everyone on Silent Night and Holy Night. It was the first Noel, meaning Christmas, right? When? While shepherds watched their flocks. Where? In the little town of Bethlehem. What happened? Hark! The herald angels sing. What they are singing about? It came upon the midnight clear. Who came? Hallelujah, a child is born. What child is this? Emmanuel. Truly, love came down at Christmas. The Jesus Project was God's expression of his eternal, everlasting, steadfast love for all of us. God loves us. Jesus came as love. Jesus lived as love. Jesus taught us how to love one another. Jesus lives in one word, love. Jesus died because of love. So in order to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, we must love one another, not just among us, but also with everyone in the whole world. In 2018, we have seen and experienced so much hatred and prejudice than love and understanding. Why would bad guys would harm and kill innocent people? I cannot give you any simple answer, but I can say this because we have not loved them enough. This might be a naive answer for some people, but it is valid. Christmas is not a mere birthday party. It is interesting that it's Jesus' birthday, but somehow people not relevant to Jesus seem to be more excited, enjoying all kinds of parties and celebrations. Christmas is a wonderful reminder of God's love for you and for me and for us and for everyone on this earth. On the very first Christmas night, the multitude of angelic hosts was singing in Luke 2:14, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Yes, we are called to pursue peace on earth by loving one another. We have a hymn about pursuing peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God, our Creator, children, all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony." When we love one another and everyone around the world with God's love, and if everyone joins us, we will have peace on earth. We do not know how long it would take, or it would be ever possible. Yet, we do know, in our limited lifetime, we must do our part by living the Spirit of Christ every single day. God loves you no matter what. Jesus has forgiven you no matter what. Jesus has given you a new life for you. Then you must live as he has shown you, a life of love and embrace, forgiveness and reconciliation. 1 John 4:18 says, "Perfect love casts out fear." In our lives, all kinds of fear are trying to take over our lives. However, God's perfect love casts out fear. God's perfect love is shown through God's perfect Christmas. Let me share with you a short Christmas story. It might be a fiction, but still an inspiring story. The story is called The Burglar's Christmas, written by Willa Cather. There was a young man, a prodigal son. He had moved away from his family back east and was in Chicago. Without food for many days, without friends, and with a suicidal thought, he decides on Christmas Eve to steal some food from a house. He had never stolen before, but thinks that he is owed some food, at least on Christmas Eve. When he breaks into the home, however, he finds that he had burglarized the house of his parents, who had moved to Chicago. His mother catches him while stealing, and the prodigal son confesses all to her and to his father. The son prepares to leave, but they say, "Stay, son. We'll make things right." He looks up at her questioningly. "I wonder if you know how much you pardon?" His parents say, "Oh, my poor boy, much or little, what does it matter? Have you wandered so far and paid such a bitter price for knowledge and not yet learned that love has nothing to do with pardon or forgiveness, that it only loves and loves and loves? My brothers and sisters in Christ, like these parents, God always loves you, waits for you, longs for you, accepts you, forgives you, and welcomes you, no matter who you are and what you are and whatever you have done. Just as there is a room for anyone at the manger scene, God's love and grace are always available for you. It only loves, loves, and loves. This is the true meaning of Christmas. This makes our Christmas perfect. Is your Christmas perfect one? Thanks be to God. Amen.